Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the translation of the Jummah Khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and they reflect upon the creation of the heavens and the earth. الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو الرحيم الغفور وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise be to Allah, to whom belongs everything in the heavens and the earth. And all praise be to Him in the year after. For He is the all-wise, the all-aware, and well acquainted with all things. He knows what penetrates into the earth, and what emerges from it, and what descends from the sky, and what ascends to it. He is the all-merciful, the oft-forgiving. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone, who has no partner, whose glory the seven heavens and the earth and everyone in them declare. There is not a thing but celebrates His praises, and yet you do not understand how they declare His glory. Verily, He is all clement, oft forgiving. And I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send blessings, salutations and benedictions on our Master and Prophet, his family, all of his companions, as well as those who follow them in goodness until the day of reckoning. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah, that is, consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. Allah Most High says,
إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ.
In the alternation of night and day, and in what Allah created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for people endowed with taqwa, God consciousness, and self-restraining fear. O Muslims, Lady Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, once got up and prayed a portion of the night, and could not stop crying, until Bilal came to alert the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, for the dawn prayer, and then saw him crying. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what is it that is making you cry, while Allah has forgiven you your previous and latter sins? He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا لَقَدْ نَزَلَتْ عَلَيَّ اللَّيْلَةَ آيَةٌ وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ قَرَأَهَا وَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرْ فِيهَا. Should I not be a grateful and thankful servant? Indeed, a verse has been revealed to me during the night. Woe to him who recites it, but does not reflect on it.
إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ.
In the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of night and day are signs for people of understanding. In this noble verse, Allah Almighty is inviting people of sound intellect and deep understanding to reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and ponder over the creative power of the Creator of the heavens and the earth from their very primal origin. For he says,
أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
Have they not looked into the dominion of the heavens and the earth? النَّظَرْ فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. That is to say, looking into the dominion and government of the heavens. In this verse means reflecting on the evident signs and clear proofs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the heavens that point towards His infinite wisdom, unfathomable majesty and unlimited power. Why then do we reflect on the creation of the heavens? Allah Most High says concerning Prophet Abraham, may Allah's peace be upon him,
وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ.
Thus we have showed Abraham the dominion of the heavens and the earth, that he might be one of those endowed with certainty. Allah Most High has indeed praised those who reflect on the creation of the heavens, who have increased as a result in their veneration, fear and awe of their Lord and Creator, and who celebrate His glory and absolute transcendence, saying,
رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ.
Our Lord, You have not created this in vain, and thus do we declare Your glory and absolute transcendence. So here we declare Your glory and absolute transcendence, our Lord and Cherisher. You have subjected and made subservient all that is in the heavens for our benefit and well-being, and for sustaining our life in this world. For You have said, showering Your abundant generosity upon us,
وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْهُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
And He has subjected and made subservient to you, as from Him, all that is in the heavens and on earth. Behold, in that are signs indeed for those who reflect. The heaven is a protected roof for the inhabitants of the earth from above, and through its bounties, blessings, and good things in the form of resources, their life on earth is maintained and sustained, and from it their livelihood and provisions descend. Allah Most High says,
وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ.
And in the heaven is your livelihood and what you are promised. From the heaven also sweet tasting water descends, which revives the earth on which they live and through which their life becomes joyous and pleasant. Allah Most High says,
وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَى بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ.
Allah sends down water from the heavens and revives the earth with it after it was dead. Surely, in there is a sign for people who listen. And with the water that descends from the skies, valleys, channels and rivers flow. Allah Most High says,
أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ وَزَبَدًا رَابِيًا.
He sends down water from the sky,
so that valleys flow according to their measure, and their flood bears on its surface swelling foam. As a result, plants sprout up, trees grow, fruits ripen, and many good things abound, and joy and delight spread to all corners of the earth. Allah Almighty says,
اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ.
It is Allah who has created the heavens and the earth, and sends down rain from the skies, and with it brings out fruits as sustenance for you. Life of human beings can only continue and be sustained with the holistic integration of all that the heavens and the earth produce and give to us. O worshippers, what is it that we reflect on as regards the creation of the heavens? Indeed, Allah Almighty created the heavens in a very unique way and produced it in a form and shape that is unprecedented and unparalleled. Allah Most High says,
بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. He built it with His might and raised it with His power. He says in the Holy Quran,
وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ.
We have built the heaven with might, and we indeed expand and make it vast. So reflect, O worshippers, on the perfection and mastery of its creation, and the extent of its solidity and magnitude of its structural cohesion, in addition to its elevation and vast expanse. Allah Almighty says,
أَأَنتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ بَنَاهَا رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا.
Are you more difficult to create, or the heaven above? He constructed it, raised its canopy, and has given it order and perfection. That is to say, He made it elevated in structure, expansive in space, proportional and uniform at its extremities. Absolutely transcendent. What a magnificent Creator!
خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت.
Who has created seven heavens, one over the other, you will see nothing out of proportion in the Most Merciful's creation. That is to say, Allah Most High created them layer upon layer, and they are devoid of disharmony and discordance, and free from defect and disorder. He placed therein moving planets and radiant stars. Allah Most High says,
وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ.
We have created stellar formations and constellations in the heaven, and have beautified them for beholders. Thus the stars are ornamentation for the lower heaven, and signposts by which we are guided in the dark recesses of land and sea. Allah Most High says,
وَعَلَامَاتْ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And He set landmarks and signposts, and by the stars people are guided. These stars in the skies, no one knows their number except Allah. An astronomer once said, in the sky there is a massively huge number of galaxies, and one galaxy consists of a group of stars and their planets that orbit around them. And in our galaxy, the Milky Way alone, there are close to 100 billion stars, just like the sun. Glory be to the one who subjected these stars to celebrating his glory and absolute transcendence in their respective orbits, and the planets orbiting their respective paths. And hallowed be he who protects and safeguards them. And there is none besides him that holds them all together. Allah Most High says, وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And that it is he who holds the celestial bodies together in their respective orbits, so that they may not fall upon the earth otherwise than by his leave. Verily, Allah is most compassionate, most merciful. O Muslims, Allah Most High says, قُلِ انظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Look at what is there in the heavens and the earth. In this noble verse, Allah Most High invites people to look at the heavens and engage in space exploration, for therein lies the firm establishment of faith and belief in their hearts and souls, and the increasing of their knowledge. He who ascends the stairways of heaven possesses an abundance of knowledge and an outstanding mind. It was always the aspiration of the founding father of the UAE and the maker of its civilization, Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan. May Allah shower his soul with mercy and bless the soil in which he rests, that one of the sons of his people and nation should one day roam into space, not allowing himself to be deterred by intense difficulty and hardship from the pursuit of scientific knowledge and intellectual progress, serving thereby humanity with his knowledge, benefiting civilization with his research, and achieving glory for his country. With the combined efforts and expertise, sustained follow-up and continuous motivation of the UAE's astute leadership, hopes were realized, and the first UAE astronaut entered space, carrying with him the book of Allah Most High and his country's flag, putting his trust and reliance in his Lord and Creator, in a scene that made us proud, and a civilizational achievement that will be immortalized forever by history. We ask Allah Most High to crown his efforts and endeavors with success. Girls and boys should strive and work hard in the quest of knowledge and acquisition of intellectual expertise as a service to their country and a boost to their communities, so that they can realize similar amazing achievements in the various fields. فَاللَّهُمَّ وَفِقْنَا لِلنَّظَرِ فِي آيَاتِكَ وَالتَّفَكُّرِ فِي بَدِيعِ مَخْلُوقَاتِكَ وَوَفِقْنَا جَمِيعًا لِطَاعَتِكَ وَطَاعَةِ رَسُولِكَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وطاعة من أمرتنا بطاعته عملا بقولك يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. نفعني الله وإياكم بالقرآن العظيم وبسنة نبيه الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.